This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, October 23rd. Well, last week, cattle markets were under pressure fairly consistently. The live cattle were fairly stable the first couple days of the week, but then started to gain momentum to the downside on Thursday and Friday. For feeders, we were pretty much just weaker from the outset, and it also gained momentum to the downside as we got later and later into the week. So a pretty rough week for the cattle space. Live cattle on the October front month, which expires here this week, were down 85 cents, but the Dease was down 212. In feeders, the front month October down 805, the November was down 935. So not a lot of support on that front month either. So feeder cattle under quite a bit of pressure. The cash markets were some of that reason, with the feeder cattle index consistently seeing some weakness on the daily reports. And of course, that's going to go into the 7-week moving average, which would continue to press the average. But taking a look at the cash markets last week, we had the Fed trade at 186, which was up 2. Dress trade at 294 was also up 2. Box beef values on Friday were higher. Choice up 126 at 305. Select up 122 at 279. The spread gained 4 cents. We're sitting at 26.68. Movement was 140 loads. So we had very good movement every day last week, except for Monday, started out a little slow, but all the rest of the days were quite strong. So for the week, we moved 717 loads. That equals the highest load count that we saw in mid-July. So pretty impressive box beef movement on higher cash prices and higher box beef prices for the most part. So clearly the demand base is still there. Slaughter rate on Friday, 118,000 head. For the week, we're at 620, which is up 9 on the previous week, still down 12,000 from a year ago. Dress weights last week, 829 pounds. That was equal to the week before, still down 5 pounds from a year ago. Total beef production at 528 million pounds. The feeder cattle index for Friday was at 242.50 on the daily. The 7-day moving average was down 84 cents at 243.99. So we're still slightly below where the average is on that daily count. So it's still going to be a drag on the feeder cattle index. So we also had a cattle on feed report out Friday afternoon, and that showed some surprises to the market. And that's going to have a big impact on the market this morning, and it's a bearish impact. So total on feed was 101% of a year ago. The trade was looking for 100%. But this has been the first time that we've been above a year ago all calendar year. Placements for September were 6% above a year ago, and the average trade estimate was 2% below. So that's a huge swing and a huge miss for the trade as far as the estimates go. September marketing's 89%. The trade is looking for 93%. So again, another big miss for the trade. So placements were way above what the trade expected. Marketings were below, and that explains why on-feed numbers were a bit above a year ago. But this was also the quarterly cattle on feed, and it gives a breakdown of the heifers versus steers. So the percent inventory of steers was 60%. For heifers, it was 40%, which is one more than it was a year ago. And that's the highest percentage for heifers that we've seen since 2001. It was also a record number of heifers on feed at 4.635 million head. When we break down the placement number, we had Kansas and Texas up 13%. Kansas was up 60,000 head. Texas up 55,000 head. Nebraska was up 20,000 head. That was 3% higher than a year ago. Colorado was down 15,000 head. That was down 7% from a year ago. For the marketings, we were at 1.7 million head total. And again, that's down 11% from a year ago. Texas was down 15%, Kansas down 11%, Colorado down 9%, Nebraska was down 6%. So all the major feeding areas were down in their marketings. So this, again, a big surprise to the market. It's expected to be bearish, both live cattle and feeder cattle. Question is, how much further can you press the market? We've already had some movement to the downside last week. today will be important. If the market does indeed open sharply lower and then snaps back, that's probably going to establish a low. You'll be looking at a spike low. So you want to be cautious here. You know, watch this market carefully, because again, if it spikes low and then starts to find buying, you're probably going to get a turn, you know, a low put in this market on this cattle and feed report. So we've already broken below the trading range that we had been in through the late summer, and a lower opening will probably take us down into those key support levels from mid-June. So just some price levels to keep in mind. So again, it's important to see how the price reacts shortly after the open year, but we are expected to open quite a bit lower. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.